A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, we hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not constrained, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being given up to death for the sake of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since then we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We too believe and therefore speak, knowing that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and place us with you in his presence. Everything indeed is for you, so that the grace bestowed in abundance on more and more people may cause the thanksgiving to overflow for the glory of God. The Word of God. We Dominicans often say that our life is built on four fundamental elements or pillars: prayer, study, ministry, and community. But what we don't always realize is that each of these spiritual practices is just that, a practice, not ends in themselves, but ways to an end, union with God, participation in the life of the risen Christ. The basic elements of our Dominican life are the building blocks of the holy preaching. We don't pray in order to become good prayers. We pray so that we might be drawn into the mystery of a loving God for the sake of the preaching. We don't study to become students. We study in order to train our minds to understand and articulate the promises of God and their fulfillment in the history of salvation for the sake of the preaching. We don't minister in order to become experts in the service of others. We minister to share in the healing and unifying power of Christ's presence in the world. We love God when we love one another. We serve God when we serve one another for the sake of the preaching. And then there's community. Not community as an end in itself, but as a way to our destination of perfect union with God and with one another in eternity. Again, always for the sake of the preaching. Our sister Catherine of Siena tells us that all the way to heaven is heaven, because he is the way. But community doesn't always feel like heaven, does it? Let's imagine that each of those four elements of Dominican life, prayer, study, ministry, and community, each of them is an earthenware jar filled with a treasure. All of them are given to us by a gracious God who longs to hold us in his tender embrace, not only in eternity, but right here and now. Each of these earthenware jars is fragile, unfinished, maybe even cracked in places, certainly not perfect, and maybe not even beautiful. But each of them holds a treasure, the power of the resurrection. As Paul says, an overwhelming power that comes from God and not from us. Let's look at that earthenware jar we call community. Paul tells us that we carry with us in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus too may always be seen in our body. Life and death, death and life. We can't get away from the Paschal mystery, can we? nor do we want to. That earthenware jar called community can be pretty rough at times. Have you ever lived in a community that was perfectly peaceful all the time? I doubt it. That's not the nature of community or any other spiritual practice. Remember, this is a path to a destination, not a destination in itself. And paths can be filled with obstacles. Earthenware jars can be laden with flaws. Some of the chips and nicks and scratches are small and not all that important. Let's say they're like the little things that happen in community. Negligence, thoughtlessness, irresponsibility, dirty dishes left in the sink, lights left on when no one's in the room, the gas tank is empty when I take the car. How many times, Lord, must I forgive? But some of the imperfections in our earthenware jar are worse. They're like big, ugly cracks. Insult, betrayal, maybe even real meanness. We don't like to think about that or admit it, but sometimes in that jar we call community, there's even ill will. Can we say with Jesus as he hung on the cross, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. As we reflect on community with all its suffering and disappointment, can we remember also the good times? Can we celebrate those moments when we know that we're united in one heart and one mind, bound together by a shared mission and tradition and the deep affection we feel for each other? Those are the times that come more often than we deserve, when we tap into the treasure in that jar and taste its sweetness. Then we know deep inside us that the treasure of community is nothing less than the mercy of God and one another.